Welcome to Time Up, the podcast. You must be over 18 to listen to this podcast, and in some places older. It is your responsibility to check. This is the personal views of a gay leather bondage master in the UK, and nothing is presented as an authoritative view. The use of the word boy on this podcast should be taken to mean a submissive male above the age of consent who identifies as a sub or a slave, not as someone underage. Many thanks for listening, and enjoy the podcast. Hello guys, a little bit overdue. We've had a bit of a gap between 13 and 14. Very long story, but the basic crux of it is I had a weekend away, as I mentioned in the last podcast. Come home, push the button, and nothing. Wouldn't power up at all. And it's taken me quite a while to source something and sort it out. I've ended up having to buy a brand new laptop, rather than the old computer, so I can actually move around. And at the moment we're over with Paul, my number one, my boyfriend, sitting in his room, and we can do this on the laptop now. Although, having said that, we've just spent a few minutes trying to actually get it working. So it's been a bit of a gap. I do apologise. If you can think back, or if you want to go back and listen, we always start with our Andy email. I've had a few others, but with the loss of the computers and that, I've lost a lot of stuff. I really have. Recovered some of it, but I know I'm missing emails. So, guys, if you've emailed me in the interim, I do apologise. Yeah, it's not quite irredeemably lost, but it's certainly not available to me at the time I'm doing this. So we'll start off with Andy's email about podcast 13. Took me a little while with this one. This is, I think he's trying to outdo Waffles here, looking at this. You'll see what I mean in a minute. And as I read it out, I'll add my comments in. Hopefully you'll be able to spot where I'm reading and where I'm adding my comments. So he says, I normally start with some congratulations on getting out another podcast, but seeing as you've already told me you've been rude about me several times in this one, I'll start up with a more guarded hi. This may well descend into a vituperation and abuse later on. See what I mean? I think the appeal is a good idea. Sorry, we were talking about last time, been a gap I know, about possibly having a time-up Christmas appeal to raise some more money for the Sussex Beacon, which is the hospice that looked after Gary and looks after lots of people. And it's not just gay, it looks after anyone with HIV and these sort of problems. He says, I think the appeal is a good idea. Let's face it, if you only get £100 for it, it's worth it. Yep, I'd agree with that. We did have another email from the guy that made the £80 donation. Again, apologies. I've lost most of my emails and that. So I've forgotten your name and everything. I know you listen, so accept my grovelling apologies. But I know you said you'll support it as well. So it looks like we're going to give it a go. Once I get the podcast up and running again, I'll let you know, guys. It's probably something more for once we get into November. A bit early for a Christmas appeal yet. Even if all round here the streets have got all their Christmas decorations up. And
it's only, half past seven, and it's pitch dark outside.
Yeah, well, the clocks went back last night. We're now back on Greenwich Mean Time. So, the nice warm evenings are definitely gone. Once it gets dark, it gets cold. Anyway, we're digressing. Back to the email. Okay, you need to understand, being compared to Delia Smith is a good thing. The almost clinical approach was actually needed, I thought. Again, not a criticism, just a comment. Delia. Yeah, I could go without the feminisation, thank you. You don't want to be known as the Delia of Bondage? How about the Jamie Oliver? Absolutely not.
The naked chef? Bondage?
The naked chef, yeah, right.
Mind boggles.
He's not even cute. Good God. he then goes on, your description of a master as seeming wildly unapproachable is absolutely spot on. Let's face it, part of the attitude of a master is the cold, unapproachable look. So it's going to be very, very difficult getting around that. Yeah, we were talking about that, you know, as a master, how open can you look without the guy being disappointed that you look too open, if you see the dilemma there.
It's part of the allure.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the masters are expected to be standing there a bit sort of down the nose and all the rest of it, but anyway. It then goes on, read a profile. Does anyone ever do that? I know very few people ever read mine, judging from the number of people that instant message me saying, hello, sir, I would love for you to fuck me.
Yeah, same thing.
Andy is a bottom, as we've already said.
Yeah.
So, you know, for him to get a message like that, yeah, I think someone's got the wrong end of the stick there completely. But again, if you see his pictures, you can understand it. And he goes on, oh, God, not the bloody flared levers picture again. I've matured with age. Oh, I will now change my profile to read like a smelly Stilton. I've matured with age. Thanks, Dave. Doing a lot for my self-esteem here. Oh, you don't smell as bad as Stilton. Cheddar, perhaps, but Stilton, no. Wait one second. There you're implying that masters are not totally shallow and obsessed with looking at a picture of cocks. Next thing you'll be telling us you don't spend all day sat around in leather. Oh, wait. You already ruined that mental image. By the way, as an interesting aside to this, check out Scott Daddy's latest podcast where he points out the number of increased hits after he posted some videos cock out on XTube. It would appear that some people certainly do want to look at cocks all day. Personally, I'm not one of them. All right, we were going back to the last one. It's trouble when there's a bit of a gap like this. We were saying, you know, the first pictures we want to see of someone are of someone, not of their cocks. And yeah, well, yeah, we all like to see all the detail at times, you know. And I'm not knocking anyone. You know, if you go on XTube or something like that, you're probably looking for something for a bit of a instant gratification, I think is the word. And hey, why not? We all do it. And if that's what you want, yeah, yeah. And I know Scott Daddy did have some success with his cock out on XTube. Yeah, well, you know, I have no complaints with that at all. What I'm talking about is if so, I want to meet someone. I want to know what they look like. I'm assuming they've got a cock. If I want to see it, I can see it in real life. I don't need to see the pictures. If you're talking online to people about a meet, the first picture they want is you, not your cock. And I'm pretty sure that must be across the board. Yeah, some guys do want the cock pics, but that's probably a second or third or fourth even. Perhaps it's just me. As I say, this is my podcast. It's about my take on the thing. Read the body language. Good advice, but not really that easy, is it? While your example is obvious to most body language isn't quite that blatant. Well, I don't find them so anyway. Yet, body language is difficult to read. And, you know, if you get it wrong, you get it wrong. But just go for it. That's all I can really say. Oh, and I agree with talking to people. But try doing that at the hoist when they've jacked up the volume up. Yeah, I know. I've been in the hoist when I've complained that it's a little bit too loud in there. Because, you know, it's not a dance club. No one goes in there to dance.
No, they go in there to play with smoke machines.
Yeah, well, yeah. Smoke machines, that
that's
was fun.
That's another story.
Yeah, well, that was in one of the earlier podcasts. Arranging for a master on the NHS. Am I the only one thinking that would be a dramatic improvement on the services offered by the NHS? For those of you outside, NHS, the National Health Service, something we in Britain are very, very proud of. It does work, despite what you hear, but of course, every year they find new problems and all that, and it gets a hard battering. But for the money we pay for it in our national income tax, national insurance rather, then yeah, I think we get a bloody good deal out of it. It's too easy to knock something, but it's a bloody good service, and I know there are other countries that would love to have something like that.
Hell yeah.
Hell yes. Anyway, he finishes, good podcast again, Dave. It's one of those topics you're going to see everyone has a different approach to. I'm sure some masters would love to be called sir from the start. Well, there must be one somewhere that actually likes cock shots. Next time in a club, I shall make sure I go and talk to everyone that looks interesting. And then be sure to blame you for every horrible rejection I get. Andy. Andy, I don't think you'll get horrible rejections. I've never seen anyone give a horrible rejection. Unless, of course, they've already told the guy four or five times that night, no. Most of the time, I think you'll find it's not a horrible rejection. You might get a possible, sorry, mate, not my type, not interested, not tonight, with someone, whatever. But I can't imagine you're going to get too many horrible rejections. They're not that bad at these clubs, for God's sake. It can be bad, but not that bad.
Unless you're the guy that tries getting into my shorts all the time.
Well, yeah, that was funny, the guy trying to get into your shorts just to find out that you had a CB6000 on in those days. But hey, yes, some people won't take no for an answer. He weren't rude, though. Disappointed, but he weren't rude. Anyway, guys, I've not got a specific topic for this one tonight because, obviously, it's been quite a while since we podcasted and I'm still resetting this laptop. Setting it up in the first place.
Calibrating,
that's a good word. I like that. We'll go with that one. All of the settings and everything. Because this one, we're looking at the little lineup here as we speak on Audacity at the moment. And it isn't very strong. It's a bit of a wobble, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the little bars at the top there monitoring our input, they're fairly low.
They're in the red.
Well, they would be in the red. It's red all the time when it's recording.
Yeah, but even so, it's in the red.
It's not going up the top there. That's where I'd like it to be.
No, we might have to do some jiggery-pokery with Magic Box.
Yeah, well, I can... You see down here, look, that bit there, I can alter it there. Yeah. But
make sure you do or you'll get an email from Andy.
Yeah, get another email from Andy saying, oh, it's very quiet. But while we're talking about Andy, we need to say congratulations, Andy. He started his new job last Monday.
Oh, right.
He's now a member of Her Majesty's Constabulary. He's training to be a policeman. Although, disappointingly, we've got 3 week wait before he gets any uniform, so no pictures of him in uniform yet. And he's already warned me that, you know, certain things he's not allowed to discuss. And well, we know the protocols. So hell, yeah, I've had a policeman before, so yeah. We'll play this one by ear, and as I've already assured Andy, we're not going to compromise him much. I mean, at all. hey, policeman. So,
not that we're perverts.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. So where have we been? What have we done in Christ, is it a month? Is it? It's not a month,
not
is it?
A month,
it's about
no.
3 weeks. Two or 3 weeks, yeah. So what have we been doing? Well, we were off to Expo the last time I spoke, which was part of the London Fetish Weekend. Expo was in the big Barbican Centre in the City of London. So I was perhaps expecting a bit more of it than we were ever going to get anyway. But
yeah,
it was a bit small, wasn't it?
Impressed with it?
No,
you know, for the strange hype and the amount you paid to go in.
How much did we pay to go in? Was it a tenner or a fiver?
10, I think.
It was £10,
yeah.
Wasn't it? Yeah. So, yeah, bit much to. I can understand they put some of these prices in to try and discourage non-interested or underage people from going in, but tenner to go into a shopping area, it's a bit steep.
Just a bit, sir.
Met up with the guys from Latex 101, who I know listen to us. Hi, guys. They've been busy perving up my boys for me. You've got shorts and a rubber shirt from them. Yeah, hanging in the cupboard here, directly in front of me. Can't see them at the moment. Probably.
No,
oh, yes, I can.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I can. They're at the back there. Yeah.
Hidden from the mother.
Yeah. Well, yes, yes. I don't think your mother would appreciate it too much. And Dan has.
Oh, he's a real peel pervert.
Well, that's it. We told him about the top, didn't we? We've mentioned the top before, and he's had rubber shorts made to go with it. Well, the smallest pair of rubber shorts I've ever seen in my life.
They work, though.
They fit him. They look good on him.
Well, what is disturbing is that top is too big for him.
Yeah, the top's a little bit big. That was really funny. For those of you who haven't heard and don't want to go back on it, basically we met up with this company called Latex 101, a couple of gay guys from up north. And they're new-ish into the scene, doing the rubber and all that. And the stuff's pretty good, and what we've seen is really impressive. But they had one T-shirt that they made up as a demo, just to see whether it would work. And when they saw Dan, they challenged him that if he fitted it, he could have it for a tenner. And it turned out to be too big for him, didn't it? Just a fraction too big. But hey, it looks good on him.
It works, Dan. Yeah. It looks good.
But now he's got like a wetsuit-style rubber top, shorts thing, one-piece.
One piece, that's the one.
Yeah, he sent us pictures because it arrived yesterday. So
pervert's already been in it.
Absolutely, you know. Yeah. Oh, well, there's a whole story there anyway. We'll talk to Dan at some point. I'll get him on here. Yeah, but as he says, he sounds like a chipmunk on helium. That's his impression of him.
There's nothing wrong with a chipmunk on helium.
No, it's still on speed we might have more concern.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, yeah, he's a nice lad. Anyway, we went to this expo. And we met up with the 101 guys. Usual amount of kit they've got there and generating a lot of interest. They seem to have generated more interest than some of the other stalls, I seem to recall.
Possibly it was the quality of the stuff was
well,
better.
That's it. I know I had to drag Mark come along with us as well, and I had to keep reminding people not to sort of... We did tend to stand in a long line in front of the stall and close them for a while.
Yeah.
And we had to sort of keep sending people off for a walk and that. So
there is another reason that they get a lot of interest from the gay community as well.
Well, yes. Well,
they're
wasn't
pretty
a gay
good looking.
Thing. They are. They're a nice bunch of lads. And they're always in rubber as well, which is...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not allowed to scratch itches in these fairs, however, which is a real problem. Mm. Anyway, we had a look around. We come across another stall that we've known of for a while, JD Leather. And despite being a leather stall, I actually bought a very nice pair of metal handcuffs from them.
Very nice. And
very
I can't
nice.
Get out of them, which makes a nice change.
Absolutely. And they're not like the British police ones, which we don't like. They're, the metal one of them's a bit too thin, and if you want to play for a long while, they can hurt. But these ones are very nice. They've got a thick metal bar part, and adjustable, as you say, to stop you and your bloody little wrists. And Dan, a pair of you have got little wrists. So they work quite well. What else did we buy there? That was about it, wasn't it?
I think that was about it. We
that was about it. But I mean, we saw some. There were more leather and rubber stalls there, and
I had a wander around. That was
all a bit hetero, wasn't it?
Right.
And then they had like the fashion show of the fetish wear and all that. But it was sort of done in a really weird situation. They could only
really
get
really small corner. Yeah. They just didn't think
you
that
could
one
get
through.
Everyone in there, could you?
I mean, I remember one of the guys from Lotix 101 actually said, "Look, let's see if we can actually see any of our stuff."
Well, that's right. I mean, they had their stuff in the fashion parade, but
you couldn't see it.
Well, we saw it because we saw all the people queuing up to go on stage round the back.
Yeah.
But hey, well, something they probably need to address next time. The organisers need to address that next time. What else have we done? We went to Birmingham.
Yeah, you.
Was that Birmingham the last
that
week?
That was
so?
The same weekend. You wouldn't.
Oh, that's right. We went from the fetish fair to Birmingham.
You wouldn't let me change out of my rubber gear and maybe hop into Birmingham in it.
That's it. Yeah, you travelled to Birmingham in your rubber gear, and we went to Bolts in Birmingham.
Yes, sir.
In the evening, which was boring.
One way of describing it.
Tedious.
That's getting close.
Yeah. We're not drinkers. I'm certainly not. I have to do the driving.
That Coke stuff. Oh, my God.
You don't like their Coke, do you?
No, sir.
No, you do have to sort of... I mean, it's probably not a brand name Coke.
When you're
either that or the soda's turned up more than the syrup or something.
When you're a teetotaler, you become a connoisseur of Coke. Yeah. And after a while, it's... Ugh.
You didn't have any in the Isle of Wight in one of the pubs there, too. They've got some Revolve stuff over there.
Yeah, it took you warning on
the
that.
Local brew, that is. Deary me. Anyway... Needless to say, we didn't have that good an evening in Bolts.
No, we had some fun.
We had some fun, but we could have stayed back in the Travelodge and had the fun.
Yeah.
Again, very few people spoke to us, if anyone, I can't remember.
I think a few people said hello.
Yeah, one boy waved at us before he skipped off and started licking someone's boots.
Yeah.
That's fair enough, that's what he was there for. But yeah, on the whole, we would have been better off playing in the hotel room.
Just a bit.
But yeah, you learn. The main reason we went out there is we went to Drayton Manor, which is one of our smaller, very strange little theme park.
Family run, almost.
It is family run. It is still a family owned business,
but
unlike
it has
some
that
of the others.
Feel.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you do get the feel of it. But it's got a few decent roller coasters.
Especially the one that Dan on the one that takes you upside down.
Don't. Dan, no, I don't do roller coasters.
Yeah, Mister, I don't do roller coasters.
They've got one there called Shockwave, which is the only one in Europe where you stand up on it. And Dan was doing that. Oh, I'm only doing this once. I'm only doing, because I have a rule with Dan. He's not allowed to say no the first time. He has to do everything once, which he really loves me doing to him. And he's going, oh, I can't do this one again. I can't do this one again. Well, we found out he'd done that one about three times before we went.
Which
Shockwave, the stand up one.
Yeah.
And then there's another one nearby called G-Force, which is an evil little roller coaster. You start off at the highest point. It drops down, goes into a loop, and halfway through the loop, the chain kicks in.
Yeah,
the chain takes
you
around the
loop.
Yeah, so you're actually hanging upside down on the chain. and it releases you, and it's quite some tight, sharp turns and bumps and everything.
It's a small roller coaster, but there's some evil little jerking, neck-breaking twists on that thing.
Oh dear. While we were doing something else, we were getting changed after we'd been on one of the wet rides, because we got soaked, we needed to get wet.
Yeah.
Bow wave, wasn't it? But lovely. We found out he went back on that G-Force four or five more times.
Yeah, while we were getting changed.
But he was never going to go on again.
That's the one.
Yeah.
If I remember, that was the car behind us, the lovely pink car.
Oh, yes. Yes, we had a lovely pink car parked behind us. Yeah. With a pink steering wheel and the pink stickers and pink seat covers and pink registration plate. Oh, dear, yeah. Yeah, good God. Yeah, that was a bit bad, that one. So that was that weekend. So what did we do? I've lost track. That was the first weekend in October, wasn't it? So that would have been the 4th and 5th, he says, looking at the Windows sidebar here. The 11th and 12th. What did we do then?
We wandered around Bluewater. Was it last week, looking at...
No, it was last week.
Yes, I'm saying, wandering about...
No, it's the week before. We did something then, I can't remember. I know on the 16th, something I really wanted to plug and was really annoyed that we couldn't do podcasts, we went along and did the SM Gaze evening.
Yes, very memorable. For really? All the wrong reasons. Not for me.
Oh, yeah, well, you had a fit. You decided to have an epileptic fit in the middle of a gay leather bar. Fortunately, before it opened, and most people didn't realise you were doing it.
Yeah.
Including the medically trained ones.
Which is
always funny. Now, medically qualified people, and they didn't spot... Mind you, in fairness, you can't spot your epileptic fits.
No, they are.
Everyone thinks of epileptic fits as sort of lying on the floor, shivering and quivering and all that. And Paul
doesn't.
Mashing
the teeth.
Yeah, Paul just sits down and has a silly smile on his face.
Yes.
It took me a while to work out what was happening the first time I saw one, but hey. But anyway, it was a good evening after that.
It was.
We met up with one of the guys that have written into the podcast, Little Pete.
Yep.
He was... cute lad, and we had a lot of fun with him for the evening.
Even if he did complain about not seeing much afterwards.
Yeah, he posted on one forum somewhere about not meeting up with many people because I had him chained up and gagged all evening. Oh yeah, that was the theme of the evening after all.
He didn't see much either. I think he had a blindfold for a long time.
Yeah. He didn't complain. All right, he might have been gagged, but...
no, other things were suggesting he wasn't complaining.
I know. He enjoyed his evening. He was a nice lad, and hopefully we get to meet him again.
Drooling over my rubber as well.
He was, wasn't he? Yes, he wants to get into rubber as well. He's a new lad down from Birmingham, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
And studying in London. So, yeah, I'm sure he's going to have an immense amount of fun there. We seem to have lost a weekend. I wonder what the hell we did that weekend. on the 17th, after SM Gaze, we went to Legoland.
Yeah.
Another theme park over here. More kiddie orientated, but quite some good rides in there and quite well themed.
And for some some pretty good ones.
Oh, yeah. Starter and then we went round to Chessington after that, didn't we?
Yeah, they were open late.
Yeah.
We started at...
Well, did we start Chessington? I can't remember.
No, did we do... Oh, God.
Oh, no, we didn't. We didn't do Legoland on the Friday. We did Chessington, and then we went to Thorpe Park.
That's
right. Because Thorpe Park was open late for their Halloween event that's going on.
That's right.
I get there in the end. I'm going to Legoland next weekend, but you've got a mate down.
Yeah.
So, we like our theme parks, as you may gather, and we've got these annual passes that let us into all of them for free. Well, except for Drayton Manor, I had to use my Tesco's Club Car vouchers
for that
one.
Should be qualified. The Merlin run.
Yeah. Anything Merlin run. Apparently, they're the biggest entertainment corporation other than Disney. Disney are the only one bigger. So, yeah. So that was all right. Not very pervy, though.
No, not really. We've had a few quiet weekends
Well, this weekend's been a bit quiet as well. Spent most of it trying to recover data off of the hard drive onto this computer so that we could do this, basically.
Yeah. Of course, then there's been my sister.
Your sister's had an operation this week and come home yesterday. She's doing remarkably well. So I think that brings us up to where we are at the moment. I've been digging holes in my bedroom, both in the tubs. Oh, pardon me, slight hiccup. Been digging a hole in my room, partly in terms of all the rubbish that's piled up in it, and far too much stuff in a small room. And also, literally, been digging holes in the wall while I've got new telly now. Been spending a bit of money here, all on credit. I've got a new telly, which is now fixed to the wall. So you've got my old telly sitting behind us.
Yep.
Yeah, just cleaned it as well. Didn't realise it was silver. Joking. It had brick dust and God knows what else on it. Because it's where I've put things that I'm not very good with DIY. One of these, I've got some DVD racks, and one of them's gone up on the wall with, these holes were so big, it wasn't so much raw plugs it needed, more like, a block of wood would fill it. Tree trunk, but... it's up and it's holding. Well, it was still up when I left yesterday.
Yeah. Stick to Blue Tacks.
Oh, well, they're up and the DVDs are in there, and I'm gradually clearing my room out a bit more. So I've had a few plays a while back now, and I was going to do a podcast on one of them because it was quite interesting. But I'll save that. I will do that as a podcast. I need to sit down and remember what the hell I did. It was all nice and fresh in my mind when I was going to do it. And of course, sat down, pressed the button on the computer, and nothing. No power, no life, nothing.
Error, need more cheese.
No, if only. Of course, my nephew's done well out of it because he's got the flat screen monitor off the old computer.
That's true. So, he's not complaining.
Yeah, no. And of course, one of the good things with SM Gaze this month is it was, as I say, it was chains and lever and that. So I've replaced all my chains that I lost. I now have a couple of very large lengths of chain that I can play with. Need to get some more padlocks, get some decent padlocks. The ones I was using, the keys are all over the place, but never mind. That can be sorted. It's not a major problem.
Bondage and queers.
Say again?
Bondage and queers.
Well, that's it, B&Q, bondage and queers. Our favourite DIY store. Should have gone when my mum was there. I could have got a discount, but hey. She wouldn't have been overly impressed. And then trying to explain to people why her son was buying quite so much chain might have been interesting.
Yeah.
Still.
Just a bit.
Yeah, well, minor technicality. So what we got coming up? We haven't really got anything planned, have we?
Not really, just
We've got Christmas coming up.
A few normal Christmassy. We've
got loads of normal Christmas. I've got a great niece. And I'm really not old enough to have a great niece. Well, I don't think I am. But anyway, we've got to take her to see Father Christmas twice in December.
I know about one of them, twice.
No, twice. Colchester and Old MacDonald's Farm at Brentwood.
Oh, right, yeah.
And each year what we also do is because both of us left it fairly late or fairly recent to come out and be gay and have relationships and that. Both our mums are feeling a little bit neglected from our lives from time to time. So what we do is we have a mum's day out once a year. And this year we're taking both the mums up to Lincoln to see the Christmas fair.
Should be fun.
It's supposed to be the biggest Christmas fair in Europe.
Yeah.
Or Christmas market, rather, not fair. More shopping.
More shopping. Whoopee.
I love shopping. Paul doesn't love shopping. Paul's idea of shopping is go round as quick as you can with a trolley, mad dash.
Not necessarily a mad dash.
If there were speed cameras in Tesco's, they'd get you.
More than likely. It's more a case of I need A, B and C, and A, B and C are in aisles 1, 2 and 3 to cash out.
Yeah, the trouble is you have A, B and C, and there are aisles 1, 2, 1, 3, 4 and 2, and back up and down.
Yeah, you're keeping me fit. Imagine the calories you're buying.
Yeah, yeah, keeping me fit, thanks.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you do have a rather pedantic method of shopping at times, and I'm the one that likes shopping, but hey.
Yes, sir.
And then we get a small trolley and you fill it out four times.
Well, all part of the farm. I didn't honestly realise I was going to be buying that much.
Yeah, today we went shopping and the trolley was piled high. It was almost uncontrollable. Never mind. We managed.
No hot chocolate this year.
Sorry?
No hot chocolate.
Not yet. I'm sure you will.
No, last year Mum was stupid enough to leave her cup of hot chocolate.
Oh, of course, yes, down in Brighton. Yes, yes, the Red Roaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we'll find something of a relative quality.
Well, I hope so.
Oh, Lincoln's a lovely city. I'm looking forward to going up to there, albeit for a day. Good grief. After I've been to work.
Oh, joy. You used to go to university with somebody somewhere in Lincoln.
Oh, well, God knows. God knows. I've talked to people in Lincoln. We know there's a few gay bars in Lincoln.
That's true.
We managed to escape last time, didn't we?
We did, yes.
Yeah, we sneaked off to a gay bar last time. But anyway... That's sort of about where we are. We'll bring a more normal podcast back to you next time. Get a bit more pervy as well. And try and be a bit more organised about all this. I know Dan sort of does and doesn't want to do a podcast for me. So just his master, I'll tell him he's got to. So that's the end of that matter. We can talk more about Dan. I think Dan's quite interesting on this scene because, as I've mentioned before, he's quite disabled. And disabled guys don't always get a good deal on this scene.
No, in some ways they get a worse deal than they would do in wider society.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Equally, at the end of the day, yeah, not everyone wants to try and have sex with a guy in a wheelchair or something like that. But then the kink side of it isn't all about sex, as I've said before.
Even there, they seem to get a raw deal later.
Well, that's right. But everyone has their needs, and, well, I don't turn anyone away. Can't tell you much about podcasts, either people's podcasts, because I've now got a massive iPod full of podcasts, and I'm playing catch-up. The Freak Network seems to have done seven podcasts in 7 days at the beginning of October, and they were quite interesting. If ever you want to go back over and have a look, thefreaknetwork.com, the 7 in 7 series that they did with some of their podcasters. They're about 5 minutes long each one, and they're on the seven deadly sins, and they were quite interesting. And I've listened to all the ones done by Ouija and the Fag Beast of Scandiland podcast. They were very interesting. He certainly does do his research for this sort of stuff. It's quite interesting, and lots of stuff there I never knew about the seven deadly sins, like the seven deadly sins we have now are not the same as the original seven deadly sins. They were changed.
Right. I mean, I hate to say this, but I probably have a book on the shelf at the moment which would tell you what
they
were.
Well, yes, we're sitting next to a bookcase. What's that one? Spirituality of Liberation. Vatican Council 2. Nothing like a bit of light reading to go to sleep with.
Hell no. What's that? New Dictionary of Theology.
The New Dictionary of Theology. Makes you wonder what happened to the old one.
The old one's really boring.
I can't even pronounce half the words on some of these spines.
Sometimes you wouldn't want to.
No, some of them sound more like something you'd have a cream for.
Right, I mean, which one are you looking at?
If I could pronounce it, I wouldn't have to tell you, would I? Oh, fifth one in on the bottom shelf there.
Fifth one in...
Something of the Catholic Church?
The Catechism.
That's the one, yeah.
It's the basically the rules of, well, the main premises of our faith.
That's an interesting title, The Voice of the Voiceless. Sounds like a contradiction.
Oscar Romero.
Yeah, I'm not even going there. Guess who's got a degree in theology?
Yeah,
I know, it's sitting on the wall here by the outside. Yeah, good grief. Yeah, talk about a bit of light bedtime reading. No, don't you start getting the bloody books off the shelf. They can stay there. The bookshelf might fall over, you take them out. Anyway, yeah, seven deadly sins.
I have to look them up for next time.
Yeah, I think we've broken most of them.
More than likely.
Less murders in there, mind you.
No, as a mortal sin.
Oh, that's a mortal sin rather than a deadly sin.
More than likely, yeah.
Good God. Oh, well.
I have to look. I need to do one on the Cardinal Virtual.
Go over to thefreaknetwork.com and look for the 7 in 7 series, or have a look at Fag Beast Scandiland. Joe in Montana was doing it, manhandled in Montana. And there were a few others that were doing it, so go over and have a look at them. They are good. They're very, very interesting. And as I say, they're short. I'm not saying that's a good thing. Actually, some of them it wasn't a good thing. I'd like to have heard more, but yeah, it's easy listening. So yeah, we're heading for 35 minutes. I think I'll end this one here. Thank you very much, guys, for bearing with me again. Apologies, I tried to post notes where I could post notices, but of course I didn't have full access to the internet or anything like that. I'm back now. You can email me teu@tesco.net. The website's there, more graphics, and the old galleries have gone up in the vaults, hundreds of galleries in the vaults now. That's at timeup.com. Leave me a message, you send me a review on iTunes. Please review me on iTunes. No one reviews me on iTunes. Yeah, other than that, thanks, guys. I will speak to you hopefully in the next week. We'll do another podcast and we'll start getting back on track. And thanks for bearing with me. Good night, everyone.